Now in 2 Kings chapter number 4 and verse number 8, the Bible said it fell on a day. Underline that if you write in your Bible, it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. She said unto her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall. Let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither." Here it is, you can underline it again, and it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber to lay there. He said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when he called her, she stood before him and said to him, "Say now to her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host?" And she answered, "I dwell among mine own people." He said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Verily she hath no child, and her husband's old." He said, "Call her." And he called her, and she stood in the door. And he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." She said, "Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie to thine handmaid." The woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day. You can underline that again, that he went out to his father, to the reapers, and said to his father, "My head, my head." And he said to a lad, "Carry him to his mother." When he had taken him, he brought him to his mother, and he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. She called unto her husband and said, "Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men, one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again." He said, "Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It's neither new moon nor Sabbath." And she said, "Well, it shall be well." And she saddled an ass, said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee." So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her, that he said to Gehazi's servant, "Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. And now run, I pray thee, to meet her and say to her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, "Oh, it is well." And when she came to the man of God of the hill, she caught him by the feet, and Gehazi the servant thrust her away. The man of God said, "Let her alone, for her soul's vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me." And then she said, "Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did not I say, do not deceive me?" He said to Gehazi, "Gird up your loins, take my staff in thine hand. Go thy way, if thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child." And the mother of the child said, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." He arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before him and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, "The child is not awake." And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon him twain and prayed unto the Lord. He went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, and hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon the child and sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." So he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, "Take up thy son." And then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. So we thank you for this good time together today. Thank you for the Spirit in the house of God. Thank you for the people that's come this way. Now, Lord, I pray that you let preaching be easy this morning. Would you bring to my mind the heart to the things that I need remembered about today. And God, would you stir in our hearts and help us like only you can help us. I sure do need your help. Touch those, Lord, on our prayer list in our church. May you get the honor and the glory out of this service. In Christ's name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. The Bible said in verse number 8, it fell on a day. You'll notice this simply that it kept putting in the Bible that it fell on a day. And then all of a sudden, it said in verse 18, the child was grown and it fell on a day. That he went out to his father, to the reapers, and said to his father, my head, my head. Verse 20, when they had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. I want to cover a few things this morning in this passage that I've entitled this on when your gladness turns to sadness. When your gladness turns to sadness. Now this lady, she did not have the privilege of having a child like many of you have. No doubt God had blessed her in this day and hour. Oh, what a blessing it was for a woman to have a man child. Now here we find that God had given this lady something great. And isn't it amazing how good our God is unto us? I wonder this morning, has God been good to anybody in the house? I mean, really, when you look around and you think about the day and hour we live, how dark and how dangerous it is, but aren't you glad we still have a God that looks about His children and gives us some gladness in this day and hour? Now, I'm glad that God looks in on the affairs of His children. There's nobody here under the eyes of God that He's not looking at today. God knows everything. And so maybe in your life there's been a time when God has really blessed you and now things just aren't what they used to be. I think it's very important that we look in this passage and see how this woman handled her sadness. I will remind you today, the Bible says that man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. You don't have to go looking for trouble, friend, because trouble will soon find you. I've noticed just because that you serve God and love God, it does not mean that you are immune to trouble. But I come to tell you this morning, we've got somebody that can get in trouble with us. Aren't you glad when sadness comes to your house, there's a God in heaven can give us great things in the Bible that will help us. I'm glad I've got friends and families that know something about sadness. You say, well, preacher, I don't know why sadness has come to my house. Well, this maybe sadness has been allowed to come to your house that you could help somebody else in their situation. I've noticed this, that God uses people that's had some hard times in their life. I'm glad I've met some people that knew what to do and just didn't throw the towel in. Aren't you glad you met some people in life that have been some great examples and have brought great exposure to you to let you know that they have got through with their trouble? Oh, this morning seems like everybody's willing to serve God when they have gladness. But what about when you have sadness? What are you going to do? I began to think last week as I traveled to Tennessee. Here was a church full of people that was praying for a preacher that needed a people praying for him. I'm glad we got people in our lives when sadness comes. I'm glad we got a Bible in our life when sadness comes. But first of all, I want you to notice this for way of outline. I want to get right into where I want to get to. First of all, when your gladness turns to your sadness, note there's a setting up. Now, we serve a sovereign God. We don't hear much about that in the day and hour we live. People think that they just sort of turn God their way. But let me tell you, God does that which pleases Him. Church, never forget that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those that are called according to His purpose. God is in control and God is sovereign. I want to show you how sovereign He is. First of all, you'll notice He sets things up. In verse number 8, it fell on a day. Now, it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem. There was a great woman and she constrained him to eat bread. So that it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. Brother Dana, he might have been an evangelist. He come through there preaching a lot. And every time he come through, this woman said, I perceive he's a holy man of God and I want to be a blessing to him. Now you'll notice this, it fell on a day, there's a setting up. I sure am glad that there are people in our lives that God has just dropped right in front of us.
I mean, there are no accidents. Here God is doing something in us. Now, it fell on a day that Elisha met this Shunammite woman. I sure am glad for some days in my life when God had some people set up that would fall right in my life. I'm glad that I've met people at Liberty Baptist Church. Some of the greatest friends I have is in this place. I'm glad way back yonder in Panama City, Florida, God has a person set up that would fall right in my path. Thank God, by the grace of God, this December we'll be married 35 years. I'm glad, honey, God put people in your life. Just let it fall right in place. And there you'll notice this setting up. There were some people in our lives. But then in verse number 11, it fell on a day that it came in thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. I'm glad there are some places in our lives that have been set up. You've just not stumbled in here by accident. God has brought you to this place on purpose. A lot of people say, well, I think I'll just get up and go to Liberty Baptist Church this morning. That's no coincidence. That's no accident. You better be glad that God's got some places set up in your life. There are no accidents. What a God that has set places up for us. There's no way that a man could build this. There's no way that a man could bring the blessings that are here. There's a sovereign God in heaven that has had blessings set up, and He's put them in your pathway. And you better not forget to praise Him and to thank Him for it. Everybody don't get to go to church where you get to go to church. And everybody don't hear singing the way you hear singing. And everybody don't hear preaching the way we hear preaching. I thank God. He is a God that sets things up in our life. There's nothing, hallelujah, that's ever took Him by surprise. I'm glad He puts places in our life for the glory of God. We could be sitting in an old dried up place all fussing and fighting. Some you need to get over your feelings, amen. Some of you have been offended because you thought too high of yourself. You better be glad there's a God in heaven that took your sin and died for you. Hey, and lives in you. We ought to magnify and glorify God that He has some places set up in our life. A lot of you had to be where you was to get here. And I sure am glad that He's a God that sets things up. I'm glad ain't nobody running Him, but He's a running thing. Somebody said, well, maybe our country had changed now. The Republicans got in office last week. That's crazy, honey. Let me tell you, ain't no men going to change our situation. It's going to take a sovereign God of heaven to do something in our country, in the hearts of His people. Hey, we better realize He's a sovereign God this morning, and He lets things fall on purpose for the glory of God. The Bible said it fell. It must have been that it was set up. Glad He's got a God that sets us up. Boy, I went down to Florida minding my own business. I walked into a setup. I walked into Sandy Flat Baptist Church in around 1980. Guess what? It was a setup. Wasn't by no accident. You'll notice this, verse 8, it fell on the day, the people in their lives. And then you'll notice verse number 11, it was set up some places in our life. But in verse 18, you better get used to this. There was some pain set up, the Bible said, and it fell on the day that the child died. You know, it's no accident that we go through what we go through. God is a God so sovereign that He allows pains in our life to be set up. We'll all have to say this and remember this, that pains come for a reason. And when we go through pains together, I'm going to tell you, we learn a lot of things. It may be the reason that I'm not near the heart of a preacher as I used to be on things. Maybe I've hurt through some things with some people and realized we're all human. Maybe I've realized that it takes a God of grace to keep us saved. Maybe I've realized that there is some hurts that comes out. But let me tell you this morning, there's nothing that takes our God by surprise. You see, there was a setting up. There's people in our lives God has set up that's failed right in your life. You ought to not take that for granted. God's been good to us to let the people come in our lives that we've met, that's influenced us and changed us. You know, I thank God for the older people in our church that keep going for God. I thank God for the young people in our church that keep going for God. Oh my, the people, the places, and the pains. But not only was there a setting up, notice secondly there was a shaking up. The Bible said in verse number 18 that when the child was grown, it fell on the day that it went out to the father of the reapers, and he said to his father, "My head, my head." But it, you know what his mother said? "My heart, my heart." You see in verse 20, when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. You see, there was a shaking up. There was the season of her burden. It was at great harvest time. There was the severity of her burden. It was her child. You know the difference between major surgery and minor surgery. Major surgery is when you're having it. Minor is when somebody else is having it. It come to her house. I want to ask you something. What's going to happen when it comes to your house? As a pastor, my heart draws up many times when the phone rings and I see a church member. I wonder what has happened. We better not forget, let me tell you, the pains of providence will shake you up this morning. Don't say, look how they're reacting. You don't know how you'll ever react when life hands you a burden. Be careful to say, I won't never do that. You don't know what you'll do till you're in that situation. Mom and dads, let this preacher help you today. Don't ever say, my children won't do that. Well, you wait till it happens to your children before you say anything about it. There's a shaking up. There's the season of it. There's the severity of it. There's the suddenness of it. Did you notice verse number 20, the Bible said, and he sat on her knees till noon and then died. Isn't it amazing that the sun was shining the highest and the brightest? It turned the darkest. That's just like life. One phone call can absolutely turn our gladness into sadness. Boy, I'm going to tell you, there was a shaking up. If you're here this morning and you're shook up because what life has handed you, I'm glad you've got hope in the Bible of what to do. And we find out not only there a setting up and a shaking up, but verse number 3, there was a shutting up. This sure would help us if we could look at what she did when her crises hit. The Bible says she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. There was a shutting up. Did you notice this that the Bible said, and she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God? You know what she done? The same room that she built for that man of God, the Lord gave her a place there when she had a great need. I don't know if you realize this or not, but you, that you're always making a room for somebody else, God will always allow you to have a room. I'm glad that you came out and give God. Many times I look and say, well, Lord, I've increased my mission giving. God, I'm giving a whole lot back. And I say, Lord, I can't hardly make ends meet. And I mean right on time, there's a God in heaven that always make room for me. I come to tell you this morning, there's a God still making room for you and making room for me. And you'll never outgive God. Here was a woman. She's a great woman. She built the man of God. Let me tell you, she didn't build an add-on, Brother Rodney. She went upstairs and she built it on her wall. A lot of us say, well, this is just temporary. Put a little bit of something up to accommodate. There's a lot of folks just wanting an add-on. But hey, she wasn't in the add-on business. She was in the building on, amen. She was looking for long term. Can I tell you, you'll never outgive the goodness of the Lord. When she was building that room, she was building it to help her down the road, and she knew nothing about that. She's putting something in the bank by Almighty Heaven. Aren't you glad when you bank your blessing, God will let a blessing come out of the bank for you. Hallelujah. Never know when she was building that room, she had needed herself. She wasn't doing just a little add-on. She didn't call Brother Rodney Brand and say, bring a pop-up building and put him in the backyard. She said, no, wait till you can get to it. We got to tear the roof off. We got to put him on the wall, glory to God. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad I've been around some people that didn't want an add-on. They wanted to build on, glory to God. I'm glad we got a God that'll let you build on by His goodness and glory.
She took him up stairs, shut the door on him. Then not only is there a setting up and a shaking up and a shutting up, there's a saddling up. The Bible said, she turned to the servant, she said, saddle one of them donkeys. And her husband said this, why are you going to church? It ain't Sunday. That's why she said, it shall be well. I wish we could get that kind of faith in us this morning. When bad times hit and realize there's a reason for it. There's a God behind it and there's a God watching it. And there's a God that can turn everything inside out. So she closed the door on it. You know, notice this, when you can close the door on it, when you close the door, you can just say anything. You ever said this, close the door, I got to say something? Boy, aren't you glad when you can close the door on it, you can just tell God anything. You know, a lot of times the reason we don't get help because we're not honest with God. We want to run around and make-believe world and say, God, it's not me, it's not my problem. Matter of fact, the problem in your marriage may be you, it may not be her, and it may not be him, it may be you. The problem in your children may not be them, it may be you. The problem in your church may not be them folks sitting by you, it may be the one sitting by them, amen. Hey, look up, get you some preaching this morning. We're not a praying right now. I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that sees about all of our situation. Now, you'll notice there was a saddling up. Boy, she took off. So she got down to Elisha. She falls at his feet and the servant tries to get her away. And I love what he said. He said, let her alone. He said, her soul is vexed. She's cut to the bone. Something's wrong with this woman. So Elisha simply gave the rod to his servant. Said, I want you to go and take it and put this staff on the face of the child. But nothing happened. The Bible said, verse 32, and Elisha was come to the house. Behold, the child was dead and looked laid upon his bed. The very bed she had made for Elisha, there laid her little boy on it. Now, watch what happens. Not only is there a saddling up, there's a summing up. You'll notice this. The Bible done something right here. It said, he went in therefore, in verse 33, and he shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. Elisha did. He went up and lay upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. Now watch this. You ever seen this in the Bible? And he stretched himself upon the child. Now I want to ask y'all something just a second. If I could just do this 1 minute, if I could just find me maybe a smaller child. Jack, come here, buddy. Come here just a minute. I'm going to use you in the preaching. You like preaching, so I use you this morning. Come here just a minute. The Bible said, watch this, now he stretched himself upon the child. Now this is what I want you to do. I want you to stand here. You love your preacher, right? Say amen, boy. Amen. Now I want to ask you something. This little boy is dead. He's on the bed. Elisha's a pretty big man. Why did the Bible say that he stretched? He looked at him face to face, eyeball to eyeball, and put your little arms out right there. Why does the Bible say that he had to stretch himself on the child? I've noticed this. I have to really stretch myself to become little. Bible said he stretched himself on the child. Boy, it's easy being big. But when you got to stretch, I'm going to tell you, I got to stretch to become little. You remember, thank you, Jack. You remember when the little old children come to Jesus and them disciples said, get away. He said, hey,
lest you be converted and become as little children. You shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, sometimes I got to really stretch myself to get little. I got a great sermon. This way it's going to help some of you rednecks. It helped me. I buried Mama and I told the leadership of the church I was going to go try to take some time off and go up to my lease hunting. So buried Mama Monday and my kids come on back and I went on up into Kentucky. I got to the farm, Brother Tim, about 4:15. Man up there that I preach at, he lets me use his four-wheeler. He had it sitting in the barn. God's been so good, man, he got to take a four-wheeler. You know, the devil's such a liar. He told me when I quit Pepsi Cola, I'd never have nothing. He's a liar. Now I don't got to buy nothing. Everything's give to me. I jumped on that four-wheeler that man had. Brother Randall, I wished you'd have been with me. You'd been proud of your preacher. I drove up the road on top of the mountain, and I got up there, and I had to go through a thicket to hit a ridge to go back over to where my stand's at. When I got there, we'd been going across a man's property, maybe about from here to that knee wall. That's all, just going. Well, guess what? Our good neighbor done up there that was jealous that we'd leased the farm. He had strands of barbed wire pulled across, and I was stopped in a pine thicket and couldn't get over, a hardwood thicket, and couldn't get over to my stand. You know what Ken wanted to do? I want to throw that orange vest off, put that four-wheeler in reverse, I know where he lived, and go up there on his porch and act like a Buchanan. Somebody say amen right there, boy. I love you, boy. And some in this boy, we'd been there, we'd have got the wire down. You hear me? I about had me a D's fit. About had me a Huey fit. Y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all can say what you want to about these rednecks, but are they good to have on your team when fight breaks out? And I was just sitting there, and I'll tell you what, I was just, you know, the man wouldn't even let me go across the property from here to that pole right there. And a verse come to me and said, all things work together for good to them love God. I said, God, you seen that man stretch that wire there. I said, now I'm going to go down there on that porch and I'm going to have a fit with that man. And the rest of the week when I climb up this tree, all I'm going to talk about is what me and him talked about. So that's why I said, Lord Jesus, help me. And I got off that four-wheeler and I walked down by that wire and I sat down in that thicket. Went along, here come a buck by. I said, you know what? This may be a pretty good place to put my stand in the morning. I told old boy with me, I said, listen, I believe God. And some of y'all think I'm crazy, but you can go on home. You talk about me anyway. I told that boy, I said, I believe God had showed me the other week. I just need to hunt right here. I done told you about it. Now this man's put a roll of wire there. I said, that Bible said all things work together for good of them that love him. God may be keeping me from something. I'm going to trust him through this. Guess what? I put my stand in there the next day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, preacher, you sure do get excited. I get excited when God is looking about his shield. You say, what are you talking about? I had to stretch to get little. Boy, I'd love to went up there and knocked on that door, son, and shook a glass out of it. Because I've done that before. Any of y'all ever found out who you are? Huh? I mean, really, I'm talking about a man doesn't give him a key of the gate to use the whole farm, but he won't let us go hear that piano across his. That's sort of like you fishing out of a man's pond, you come fishing his, he's going to lock you up. I don't like them kind of people. You hear me? I don't like them kind of people. I wasn't born to like them kind of people. Just don't like them. Had to stretch myself to get little. Something positive happened. It always happens when we do it the Bible way. You say, preacher, what if you'd not killed a deer? Well, I didn't get locked up. Yeah. Amen. Yep. See, there's a summing up. That mama invested something big out of their life, and it probably cost them big. You know how many times the devil was telling her, all this is in vain.
Look what you've got now for your giving. Look what you've got for your kindness. Your boy's died. And I could just see when Elisha took him up them stairs, opened the door, and there he seen that little boy laying, and he stretched himself. The Bible said he walked to and fro a few minutes. You know why he's walking to and fro? Because he knew there was a mama fixing to come up them stairs any minute to see what had happened. And there was a mama counting on a preacher there. And we can say what we ever want to say. We know to God be the glory. And all life and all power is with God. But you, there's a lot of you got a confidence in a preacher. A lot of you got high expectations for your man of God. And that's not wrong. Everybody in the Bible did. It's just up to the leadership that we keep it that way. March to and fro. Don't you know he might have wrung his hands a few times and said, God, now there's a woman there has invested in my ministry. Lord, I sure do need something big to happen. About that time she come in the house, heard Elisha had come in there. No doubt when she got on this first step, listen to your preacher this morning, when she got on this first step to go up there to see about her boy, the devil said, see what you've got. You see what you've got now for serving this God? You've invested in all this stuff. Man, you done saddled up that donkey. You've served God. Now look what it's got you. On the second step, that's where some of y'all at in your Christian life. You're on the second step and something's died way up yonder. And the devil's a-talking to you. And he's just saying it ain't worth serving your God. You played that piano. You played the organ. You taught Sunday school. You've led the choir. You preached. And look where it's got you to. But I'm glad what she done, honey. She just kept on taking one step in front of the other. About the time she got to the top door, glory to God, when she took that last step and opened that door, it fixed everything. Because he said, hello, mama. Hello, mama. I come to tell you this morning, it may be bad right now, but when we take that last step and open that door, it's going to fix it all. And here we're going to have a lot of sadness till we get there. But until then, we better realize something. He had to stretch himself to become little. Would you remember that if you never remember it again? If you never remember anything else, would you remember that? He had to stretch himself to get little. Miss Sherry, would you come this morning? I just want you to play. I don't know where you are in the steps of life. But I do know this by experience. The devil would have you to throw your Bible down. Throw your hands down. Say, what's the use? But no. Don't you forget this. I don't know what step you're on. But if you're saved by the grace of God, when that door opens and that last step you take, it's going to fix everything. She got her boy back. Could you imagine her in church the next Sunday? Could you imagine what she done in her giving the next opportunity she had? You see, it does pay to serve God. Cut me off now, Brother Ryan. Don't want to.